Welcome, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to the DSWA teleclass. This is very exciting. We have an amazing speaker tonight for you all, and her name is Beth Jones Shaw. And her topic tonight is Jingle All the Way, how to keep your party plan jingling all the way through the holidays. So great topic. And I'll tell you a little bit about Beth. She's a dynamic trainer for leading direct sales companies, providing powerful, proven selling, recruiting, and leadership techniques. Beth is best known for her high-content training style. Her clients give her the highest praise. When you schedule one of Beth's programs, your attendees will learn ideas they can use at a show the very next day, which is really great when it's applicable. The reason Beth has walked the walk in direct sales, she has 28 years of experience in the industry, was a sales consultant and manager for a leading direct sales company where she was responsible for leading the training and motivating of 1,000 consultants. Beth was also director of training where she designed and implemented training programs for a sales field of over 10,000 consultants. It's really quite quite impressive. Beth knows how important training is and the immediate application once the training is when we are working in direct sales. Beth has conducted workshops, retreats, and keynotes throughout the United States and Canada for some of the industry's finest companies. So she has several topics, and I'll let her talk a little bit more about that, but building a leader, each one, reach one, heard of that before. That's very, very applicable. Making a difference, managing and motivating, selling sensation, successful selling skills, and biblical-based workshops. So with that, I would love to turn it over to Beth because I know you have a lot to share with us, and I'm going to take my notes. So welcome, Beth.
Thank you. Thank you, and good night, everybody, or good evening, I should say, and thanks so much for being on tonight, and appreciate your taking the time. I know it's a busy week with it being Thanksgiving week, but good for you for prioritizing and being on this evening. Tonight, our topic is called Jingle All the Way. Of course, with the holiday season coming up, we want to make sure that we know how to make the most of our businesses during the holiday season. So we're going to take a look. I hope you've got pencil and paper, you got your iPad, or your notes that you take, however best you can do that, to learn a little bit more about how to keep your business jingling all through the holiday season. We're going to start by talking about how to jingle in December, how to keep your business jingling in December. In just a bit, we'll talk about 13 different ways to jingle your business in December, and then we're going to be taking a look at how to jingle in January, and we'll talk about 8 different ways to be jingling in January as well. You know, there are a couple ways that you can follow up with me after tonight that you might want to make note of as well. You can email me. My email is beth@spiritofsuccess.com. You can find me on Facebook, and that's Beth Jones Shaw on Facebook. You can text me. For those of you who are texters, you can take down this number for texting me to follow up, 724-816-0057 is a great way to text me, 724-816-0057. You can head to my website, which is spiritofsuccess.com, and get lots of follow-up information as well. So just a couple things to keep in mind for follow-up after tonight. So let's talk about how to jingle in December, 13 different ways to keep your business moving and jingling all through the holiday seasons. And again, the December we're going to focus on just first of all. Number one is schedule holiday diva parties. What are holiday diva parties, you might wonder? Holiday diva parties are hosted by holiday divas. Holiday divas are those people who you know who just love to decorate. They love everything about the holidays. They really deck the halls in their home for the holidays, and they have worked so hard on getting everything decorated, why not show off the fruits of their labor? So you want to schedule your holiday divas for early December once they've got their houses decorated. Maybe 2 or 3 people that you know, maybe customers, hostesses, friends that you know just have a reputation for really decking the halls, and you want to make sure that you give them an opportunity to show it all off. Why not do that with a party? So having a party with you is a great way to show off how she's decked the halls, so to speak, and her friends will come. I can guarantee you that those holiday diva parties are always very well attended, even during the busy holiday season, because everybody wants to come and see her home. So schedule your holiday diva parties for early December. That's number one of our 13 tips to jingle in December. Number two is to schedule cookie exchange parties. That's a really fun and popular theme in December, cookie exchanges. That's kind of an old-time trend that is making a renewed comeback, especially we're finding with the younger generations. Cookie exchanges, your grandmother, your mother probably did Christmas cookie exchanges with each other. They'd bake a couple dozen cookies, and then they'd all get together and swap the cookies, and everybody would go home with mixed dozens and such and enjoy each other's recipes too. Well, it's made a renewed comeback. Cookie exchange parties are huge, and especially, as I've mentioned, with the younger generation. And so why not combine a cookie exchange party with your product, with your party? So it's a great suggestion for a December hostess or for a potential December hostess that you're hoping to book yet, that it can be a great way to combine a home show with you and the holidays to do a cookie exchange party. And the way it would work is each guest would, you'd write on the invitations, or you'd send, you know, the email notification to the guests to bring their favorite dozen Christmas cookies with them to the party, because we're going to do a cookie exchange as well. And then that way they all go home with a mixed dozen. Oftentimes guests will make their favorite recipe. They'll even bring the recipe cards with them to share with the other guests. But you know what I always said too? Going to the bake shop and getting a dozen cookies that way, it counted. It was fine. And then you can give them the phone number of the bake shop. So it doesn't have to be something that they make themselves, but it's really fun. And again, it makes for great attendance during a really busy season, cookie exchange parties. Number three of our 13 ways to jingle in December is host your own holiday open house. I'm sure many of you probably have one already planned that you're going to have a holiday open house in early December, where you've got your house already decked out. You're going to make sure you've got all the last-minute shopping needs covered with your product for your customers and hostesses during the holidays. And again, early December is a great time to do that. They will come out for that. Many of you may even be doing it this weekend. You know, Black Friday, Black Saturday can really be a great time to have a holiday open house. Everybody's out shopping anyway, so they would love to come. So you might want to host your own holiday open house and make sure that you've got your not only Christmas gift suggestions ready, but that you also have your calendar ready to fill January, because they're coming now to buy for Christmas, but you want to make sure you also get them booked for January. The fourth of our 13 tips to jingle in December is host a holiday hero night. You know, men are your number one best holiday shopper in direct sales, especially in December. They're your number one best holiday shopper in December for direct sales. So you want to host a holiday hero night and have it to be the men's shopping night. And it would be something that would be by special invitation. You would send out the invitations to the hubbies of your friends and your husband's buddies. You'd also send out invitations to Holiday Hero Men's Shopping Night, of course, to your customers' husbands, your hostesses' husbands. But before you do that, you want to gather from your hostesses and gather from your customers what's on their wish list with regard to your product line. What is it that they would love to see under their tree that they haven't treated themselves to yet this season, so that you'll have the wife's wish list at the Holiday Hero Night, at the men's shopping night, so that when you email the guys, when you text the guys, which, of course, you're going to get that information from your hostesses, from your customers, you're going to find out what's their wish list, and then get hubby's contact information and let him know you're going to help hubby do a little shopping this holiday season. So when you send out the invitations, the texts, the notices, the emails and such to the husbands for the men's shopping night, that you'll make sure you let them know you have her wish list. So it'll be no guests work to this particular shopping, and let them know you're happy to gift wrapped, because the guys really do appreciate that. That could be something that you could even schedule on a Monday night in early December, and have Monday Night Football playing on your TV. The guys will want to come and watch the football game while you're writing up the orders for them. You can even serve some guy kind of food, you know, some hot dogs or sloppy joes or something like that, so the guys can eat, they can watch a little bit of the game, they can get that shopping done, and you can have it all wrapped up and ready for them. Holiday Hero Night can be a huge, huge night in your business, that men's shopping night. Certainly, you can also opt to do orders by phone or do online orders for the fellas, but you know, you might be surprised how popular it would be for them to come. And again, wrap it around Monday Night Football, wrap it around, you know, some kind of guy theme, if you will. Maybe even if, you know, you're married, maybe your hubby will even act as, quote unquote, the host for the night and really get his buddies to come and do their shopping then too. It can be a huge night and a great time to service your customers, because they will so appreciate when they open up that gift on Christmas morning it was just exactly what they wanted. No guesswork there. Number five of our 13 tips for December, offer gift certificates. You know, oftentimes people do want to give gifts of your product, but they're just not sure exactly what. And so a gift certificate in just various amounts, denominations, can be so helpful. Maybe your company has gift certificates that are already available, and if that's the case, really promote those and promote them as an add-on to any purchase that is being made now. Promote them to hubbies. Promote them to anybody who has that last-minute gift that they'd like to give. So gift certificates can be terrifically beneficial and so helpful when you're serving your customers, because it really fits all needs and it fits all budgets. If your company doesn't offer gift certificates, you can design your own and make sure that they are redeemable only with you, so that you're making sure that you handle all of the exchanges and you get the credit and such like that. Number six, send a last-minute holiday shopping email in early December where you're giving suggestions, gift suggestions, so that you can be sure that you've put out last-minute ideas to all of your customers. So a quick last-minute holiday shopping email sometime in the next week or so would be well-placed. So you can tell them, here's a variety of gift ideas, here are a variety of price ranges, and again, it'll give them an opportunity to either call you or schedule even a last-minute party if you've got time on your calendar. Number seven of our 13 jingle tips in December is make jingle phone calls. You know, once you send out that last-minute holiday shopping email, you know, take some time to make some follow-up phone calls. If you're not out at a party that evening, you want to make sure that you're making about a half an hour or 45 minutes worth of phone calls to those that you have sent emails to, your past hostesses, your past customers, your friends, and just jingle their phone and say, hey, I just wanted to give you a jingle to check in with your last-minute holiday gift ideas. Who's still left on your list that I can help you with? So even say the word jingle. That will remind you you're making your jingle calls. Again, you can say something like, just wanted to give you a jingle to check in with your last-minute holiday gift needs. Who's still left on your list that I can help you with? Now remember, you're going to make a lot of calls. Studies tell us that 80% of our phone calls go right to voicemail. That's okay. Leave a message. It's important they know that you made that contact, and they can always get back with you, and even the 20% that you do have a chance to hear from, that's good serving, good customer service. And, you know, people may say, gosh, no, I've got everything ready. It was still a good contact that you made. It was still a positive contact that you made. There's no harm, no foul to telling them, hey, I'm just calling to give you a jingle to see if I can help you with any last-minute shopping needs for the holidays. That's always a well-received call because it's sincere, not pushy, and can be very positive, even if there's nothing at that moment that you can help them with. You know, there's always down the road a piece. Number eight of our 13 tips for December is be sure that you're suggesting ideas from your product line for teacher gifts. You know, you might want to coordinate with the other room moms if you have kids in school to suggest products from different price ranges for the teacher gifts. But, you know, those are sometimes things that do get left to the last minute, and people don't always know what to give or what's appropriate. A gift certificate, certainly, or just suggesting a couple of different price ranges. A moderate price range typically for teacher gifts is appropriate, so you could always suggest those. But don't forget about your suggestions are so helpful. Number nine of our 13 tips for December is suggest business gifts to small business owners you know who have employees that they're going to give gifts to at the holidays. Perhaps your dentist, your doctor, you know, perhaps the salon owner at your salon that you go to, whomever might have, as a small business owner that you do business with on a regular basis, and you know they've got a couple of employees, if your product line would fit, suggest business gifts. And once again, the best thing to do is already have pre-selected from various price ranges so it makes their decision easier. Number 10, host an opportunity in December. An opportunity NFT is where you have a career night at your home and you talk about your career opportunity. But you can do it in December with the theme of a holiday tea or a Christmas tea. So you would maybe just serve a fun Christmas tea, some Christmas cookies or something kind of festive or holiday-like as far as what you would serve, but you would invite two or three or so of those people that you've talked to the past couple of months that you would love to have join your team as a new rep, as a new consultant, a new recruit. And you would invite them to your home, maybe the middle of December after you're done with your actual home shows before Christmas comes, but maybe sometime in the middle of December. Just put aside an afternoon or an evening where you could just have a handful of them there, and you would talk about your career opportunity. Let them know that now's a great time to make the decision that they've been thinking about anyway. Make the decision. They can then see their friends over the Christmas holidays, book the shows over the Christmas holidays with their friends so that they can start then in January. And they can have their January calendar filled before New Year's ever comes. So hosting an opportunity, if you will, TEA, in December is a great way to start the new year with new team members. I know from personal experience that December is a great time to get started because 30 years ago or so when I started in direct sales, just after electricity was invented and just the horse and buggy was around. But anyway, I started my career in December. You know, I didn't know that that was not a good time to start. I didn't know that it was hard to start in January. Nobody had gotten to me and told me that, so I didn't have any preconceived notions. I was a school teacher. I knew that the 2 weeks that I had off during the holiday vacation for school teachers was the best time for me to start to learn my business and to get my friends to get booked for my January calendar. So I did it because I thought I could. I didn't know, people told me later, oh, nobody ever starts in December or January. That's just too hard. So if we don't put those ideas in people's minds, they don't know any differently. And 30 years later, who would know that I'm still going strong? By the way, one of the things that's so important that people think about starting in December, how will people get their funds together to afford the kit and the startup costs and such? And certainly as a teacher back 30 years ago, I was making not very much. The reason I needed to start direct sales was because I always needed to have a supplemental income. And so I didn't have the money to pull together on my own. And so I had some of my funds pulled together, but I asked my family that if they were going to get me a gift for Christmas, and typically they did, that I would ask that they would help to fund my new business. That's really the gift that I wanted. And so my family pitched in and did that. And that's how I was able to get my funds together, partly from my own funds and partly from my family's funds as Christmas gifts, if you will, for funding my venture. And here we are 30 years later. So it is a great time to do an opportunity to talk to people about the career and that they can start strong in the new year. Number 11 of our 13 tips for December, hope you're keeping up, is to number 11 is send holiday cards and coupons, especially to your past hostesses from this year of 2012. You want to say thank you to those past hostesses. Send a holiday greeting card, a Christmas greeting card. Let them know how much you appreciated them throughout the years, and especially those that you saw this past year. And you might even put a coupon inside that they can use in January with you. Just kind of a nice little extra offer that you can do. Number 12 is to provide personal shopper service for your family and your friends. You know, personal shopper service, it's kind of like that holiday hero night that we talked about, where you're helping the people in your family shop for each other using your products. Personal shopper service, you just want to make sure that it's not only your hostesses and customers who do personal shopper service with you, where you're helping them shop, but you want to make sure that your family shops with you. Because, you know, if you've got products that others in your family could certainly benefit from, you want to make sure that on Christmas morning when you're all sitting around the tree that they're not opening up similar products from another entity. You want to make sure that they're opening up your products. But, you know, sometimes they forget. You know, how many times have, you know, you maybe had a product that your mom would enjoy that dad could have bought her and bought from you, but he goes out to the mall and gets something similar from the store. And you're thinking, Dad, but he said, oh, I forgot. So be sure that you're providing personal shopper service for your family. Get a hold of your family members and suggest different items from your product line that would fit with those that they might be buying for, and your friends as well. We don't want to see them out at the mall buying similar things that you provide. Friends don't let friends do that, you know. So provide your own personal shopper service to your family and friends. And number 13 of our 13 tips to jingle in December is maximize week 52. Maximize week 52. Week 52 is the last week of the year. 52 weeks in a year. And so you want to make sure you're making the most of that week usually between Christmas and New Year's, that last week of the year. We want to make sure that, you know, you can maximize that. If you have a product that would be good for, you know, people to have on New Year's, then you might even use that week between Christmas and New Year's as a time to have an after Christmas sale. And then they can get ready for New Year's Eve parties if your product is conducive to that. Even if it's not conducive to a New Year's Eve party, certainly you want to have an after Christmas sale if that's something that you can do. Everybody does, so why not? Maybe just an online sale, maybe, again, something that you open your home and have a kind of after Christmas party at your home. You also want to make sure that you're emailing and texting during that week 52 your January hostesses. Anybody that you already have scheduled for January, you know, they're going to just be coming off the holidays, and you want to make sure that you're keeping them excited, making sure that those invitations are out, making sure that their friends remember, hey, they've got a party coming up in January, and that they're talking about that. If you don't have January totally filled, that week 52 is a good time to secure more January bookings. You'll be seeing people at post-Christmas parties, at New Year's parties. You'll be seeing, you know, your hostesses and customers and chatting with them as you're catching up with them by phone and by email on how their holidays went. And it's a great time to suggest that January dates might still be available if that's the case, and secure those bookings before the new year hits. And also be sure that on week 52, you are taking some time to review the results of your 2012 goals. Be sure that you go back and take a look at your 2012 results. How did you do with your sales, with your show average, with the number of parties that you wanted to hold, with recruiting goals? Reflect on those goals. Track and measure how you did. How were your results? Did you meet your goals, exceed your goals, maybe fall a little short of your goals? You just have to make sure you do a good, honest assessment during that final week. And then you're ready to set the new goals for 2013 for your sales goals, your show average goals, number of parties, new recruits, team building, promotions, all those things. That's the time to do it before the new year hits so that you're ready to start strong in 2013. So our jingle in December, the 13 tips real quick, I'll read back through them. Number one is schedule holiday diva parties. Number two, schedule your cookie exchange parties. Number three, host your own holiday open house. Number four, host your holiday hero men's shopping night. Number five, offer gift certificates. Number six, send last-minute holiday shopping email with gift suggestions. Number seven, make jingle calls to your customers and hostesses to give them a jingle. Number eight, suggest teacher gift ideas. Number nine, suggest business gift ideas. Number 10, host a December opportunity for those that you'd like to have join your team. Number 11, send holiday greeting cards and coupons to your past hostesses. Number 12, provide your own personal shopper service for your family. And number 13, maximize week 52. So those are some things to be looking at to jingle in December and keep you jingling throughout the next couple of weeks. And take a look at those 13 and circle one or two or three or four that you absolutely want to do. We're really standing right here on the precipice of it, and you want to make sure you don't miss out on some of those great opportunities. Let me now share with you eight ways to jingle in January of 2013. Eight different steps to keep in mind to make January all that it can be. Number one, plan for a happy 2013. And I want you to do that by taking the number 2013, write it down, and put a dollar sign in front of it. $2013. I want you to think, Would that be a good goal for me for each month in 2013? $2,013. Maybe that will be your monthly sales goal if you've not yet reached that 2,000 or 2013 specifically, $2,013 sales goal each month. Maybe you're certainly hitting that goal, but you haven't hit that in your paycheck yet. Maybe you're deciding that your monthly paycheck goal for December for 2013, I should say, maybe your monthly paycheck goal in 2013, you'd like to have $2,000 in your paycheck each month, or $2,013 specifically. Maybe you have hit those, but you'd like that to be your show average for each show in 2013. You'd like your show average to be $2,013. Take that number, 2013, the date, put a dollar sign in front of it, and decide how would that fit in with your goals. So have a happy 2013 and use that as a challenge to yourself. Number two, consider and promote your January theme parties. January can be a month that can be a little bit tricky. Depending upon the weather in your area, sometimes it can be a little tricky. Sometimes people get that, you know, holiday post, you know, lull or whatnot. Sometimes that helps people come to parties. Sometimes it gives them a little bit of a lull. So it can help to have theme parties ready to go in January. I'm sure that you probably have tons and tons of theme parties that your individual companies have suggested. But if you're game for it, think about promoting January as theme party month with your hostesses, even those who've already picked dates. It can really be helpful if they promote some type of a fun theme to get attendance up. So just real quick, three of the ones that I have found to be super popular that guests really do enjoy any time of year, but I think of them especially in January, the PJ party. You know, the PJ party, if you've never done a PJ party, not that the guests come dressed in their pajamas. I mean, I guess they could if they wanted to, but I'm not going there. But the pajama party is one that I heard about, and it's a lot of fun, where each guest is encouraged. Again, you promote that to the guests beforehand. Each guest is encouraged to bring their favorite pair of pajamas in a plain brown paper bag. So each guest brings pair of pajamas in a plain brown paper bag. They don't label them. You don't know who they are. When they get to the door, you take the plain brown bags from each guest so that, you know, nobody really knows whose is whose. You kind of mix the bags up then. When the party begins, you distribute the bags, but you make sure that they're not going to the same person who brought them. So in other words, they're getting a different bag. And then as the guests introduce themselves, they open up the brown bag that you gave them. Inside, they pull out a pair of pajamas, and they have to guess whose pajamas they are. And it can be a lot of fun, especially when somebody, as I have had happen to me, when somebody gets very creative and they have an empty bag. We'll just leave that to your discretion on that one. But it's fun, especially when the group knows each other really well, to do a pajama party. Another fun theme in January is soup and slippers, where the hostess prepares a soup, easy thing to do in the crock pot. Even if she works, she can set it on during the day and go to work and come home, and she's got that ready. She serves a soup, and then each guest is encouraged to bring their favorite pair of slippers. And they can take off their boots, especially if you're in the cold weather climates and they've worn boots or whatnot or heavier shoes. Slip off those boots or shoes, slip on their slippers, and then it's really comfy during the party if it would lend itself to soup and slippers. Or a favorite, no matter what time of year, the chocolate fondue or the chocolate fountain party, where the hostess chops up the fruit that she might use, and that you can even bring the chocolate fondue if you have that, or a chocolate fountain. If you go to any of your discount stores, you can buy the chocolate fountains and the chocolate to go with it. So it's a lot of fun, and it brings out the guests. Anything with chocolate will bring ladies out. We know that's for sure. So it can be a lot of fun, and it's easy for the hostess just to cut up some fruit and have some pretzels and marshmallows too. Makes for something easy, and they love it. So think about your January theme parties. Consider several. Send a list of them out to your hostesses who've already booked and your hostesses who are considering booking for January. Have them pick one. They'll get excited, and the attendance will go up. Number three for the eight ways to jingle in January is email those January theme ideas to your past hostesses and guests. Email them Facebook them, let them know, here are some great theme ideas, get it out there so that they can then pick one. Again, as I said, even if they've already secured a date, it'll increase attendance. Number four, then call your contact list. Set your goal to book 13 new parties. Because 2013, you want to book 13 new parties in the first 2 months of 2013. For January and February, book 13 new parties. Do it in early January, even late December. But do that by making calls, sending out your, you know, theme ideas, and then following up with phone calls and letting them know, hey, let's pick a date. We're going to have a great time in January. Got great product. We're going to have fun with a chocolate fountain or pajama party or soup and slippers or whatever other theme you'd like them to do or suggest that they do. But you got to make the phone calls. You can't depend upon email and Facebook alone. Email and Facebook are very, passive ways of communicating. People get the emails, they delete them. People see the Facebook, they go, oh, that's nice. But it's very passive. A phone call is the proactive way. So give them a call and just make that suggestion and say, hey, let's pick a date. Even if they say, gosh, no, I'm so busy, that's okay. Say, I'll give you a call in February or March, which would be better. Don't be afraid of somebody saying no. We've all had no spoken to us before. It's okay. Nobody ever died from it. But having the contact makes all the difference. Make a gracious phone call and keep smiling and dialing until you get those 13 new bookings for January and February. Number five of our eight for jingling in January is contact 13 for 2013. This specifically refers to new team members, new recruits. I'm going to challenge you that you make a list early in the year or at the end of this year of 13 people you would love to have join your team and set your mind to talking with each of those 13 people, whether you have them at your holiday opportunity or whether you talk with them one-on-one over coffee. But 13 people that you would love to have join your team in 2013. Some of you could do that in the first month of 2013. Others of you, you might want to go at a little different pace and pace yourself, but 13 new contacts, new recruits, I should say, 13 new recruits, new reps, new consultants, new members of your team, personally sponsored by you in 2013. Set that as your mark and don't lower it. Number six, register for your January and February vendor events, such as bridal shows that are super popular in January and February. If your product line lends itself to something that would be interesting to brides that you could do at a bridal show or bridal vendor show, or business expos. If your product is better at business expos, they're very popular in January and February, as are home and garden shows in many areas. Many areas, especially in the more southern states, will have home and garden shows in January and February. So be on the lookout for those vendor opportunities and make sure that you are registered for and that you are there. January and February can be great months for you to gather a great deal of new leads through your vendor events that you are participating in and following up with. Number seven of our eight tips for January is provide personal shopper service for Valentine's Day. In January, you know, it's time to shop for Valentine's Day, especially if your product lends itself to a Valentine's gift. So be sure that you are suggesting to your customers Valentine's Day shopping. Be sure you're helping them with that. And also be sure that you're suggesting to the hubbies, especially those hubbies that you served at Christmas time as a holiday hero, you want to make sure you let them know, hey, I got your back for Valentine's Day, and I'll be in touch in January. And then be sure you are in touch with them, which is tip number eight. Call your Valentine's Day Cupids. They were holiday heroes in December. Now they are Valentine's Day Cupids in January, especially if your product line really lends itself to Valentine's gifts. And make sure that you call them, you know, email them, text them, let them know that, you know, you can take their orders, you'll wrap it up, you'll make sure that they get that for their loved one for Valentine's Day. So those are the eight things to do to jingle in January. Again, real quickly, number one, plan a happy 2013 and use that number as your goal. Number two, plan January theme parties. Number three, email those January theme parties to your past hostesses and customers. Number four, call your hostesses and customers to get them booked for January. Number five, contact 13 leads for 2013 and make it your goal to sign 13 people minimum in 2013 to add to your team. Number six, register for your January and February business expos, bridal shows, or vendor events. Number seven, provide personal shopper service for Valentine's Day. And number eight, be sure that you call your Valentine's Day Cupids, the husbands of your hostesses and customers and friends, and be sure that you're helping them to shop for Valentine's Day in January, because that's when it's done. You know, I want to share with you a bonus, a fun idea for this week of Thanksgiving. It's called the Turkey Trot, and you're going to find it on my website. It's a free podcast. So if you'll go to spiritofsuccess.com, right there on the homepage, you'll see the Turkey Trot. Click on the turkey. You'll see them there, and you'll get to hear some cute ideas for even you have time for even yet this week for Thanksgiving week. So be sure to go to spiritofsuccess.com, click on Turkey Trot. You'll get some cute ideas that way. Also, while you're there at my website, be sure to click on teleclasses. I have the new winter series of teleclasses that are starting in January. It's a three-month series, January, February, March, teleclasses for the winter for your entire team. One 30-minute call each month, January, February, March. You pick your favorite date. You pick your time. Have your entire team on that call, and we're going to focus on our agenda of incredible increases for our winter teleclass themes, incredible increases. We're going to learn how to make 2013 your year of increase in your business. So, again, details are at spiritofsuccess.com. Click on teleclasses. You can sign up for those today. Also, I wanted to call your attention to the business coaching page on my website. And if you're wanting to start 2013 strong, one-on-one business coaching is a great way to do that. And because you are on this call, listen closely, you will get two free bonus sessions of business coaching, one-on-one business coaching with me, when you schedule 8 business coaching sessions. You'll get 2 free. So in essence, you'll get 10 business coaching sessions for the price of 8 because you were on this call. All you have to do is email me, beth@spiritofsuccess.com, or find me on Facebook and send me a message, Beth Jones Shaw on Facebook. Email me that you were on the jingle call. Use that phrase, jingle call, and you will get 2 free bonus sessions when you schedule 8 sessions of one-on-one personal business coaching with me to start in January of 2013. That's a $250 value, so I hope that that will be exciting to you. You'll get more details on business coaching at my website, spiritofsuccess.com. So, Patty, I'm going to toss it back to you. If there are any real quick questions, I do have a closing, something kind of fun that I thought I'd like to share in closing, so I hope everybody hangs in there.
Okay. We have a couple minutes left. If anybody has a specific question, please feel free to hit *6. And then if not, we're kind of excited about getting on with your surprise. So if anybody has any questions, please feel free to hit *6, or we'll give it a moment, and we'll get on to your surprise. So do we have
anybody have a question or need something clarified or want to share a comment, maybe just an aha that you had tonight that you definitely are going to put into action for December or January? Hit *6, and we'd love to hear from you.
We didn't have the access code at first, so I missed the Holiday Divas one.
Okay, Holiday Divas are gals who love to decorate their home for the holidays, mm-hmm. and that maybe you know two or three gals who might like to decorate their homes for the holidays. They've probably been working on it for the past month, and they really want to show off the fruits of their labor to all their friends. And so what better way to do that and host a party at the same time, host a home show with you at the same time, and show off their house. So it's a great way to get December bookings with your Holiday Divas.
Great. Thank you.
Hi, Beth. I just wanted to thank you for this call. It was awesome. You have great ideas, as always. Thank you.
Good. Thanks. Hopefully you're going to work on stuff, guys. I want you to circle one or two ideas in your notes, not just say, hey, that was fun, and I'm glad you liked it. I mean, I hope you did. But, boy, just think of one or two things you can start on right away. I mean, I know it's Thanksgiving week, but, golly, what will you do, later on this weekend and work on, or what will you do on Monday, to really add to that December and really into January? And by the way, I know some of you didn't get the access code, and I'm glad that you hung in there and that you got it there in the end. I know we had a lot of phones ringing in the background here at our office, and thanks to my hubby who was answering those calls, because we just got that access code from Patty as we were getting on. So we got that and got it out to you just as fast as we got it. So thanks, guys, and I appreciate your persistence. Patty, let me just share. I just have a fun closing, and it's a poem that I have enjoyed over the years, and it's specifically with a Christmas theme, and this would be my gift to everybody on the call for a Merry Christmas. It's from Chuck Swindoll's book called The Ultimate Book of Illustrations and Quotes, and it's a poem written by Warren D. Jennings. So you can Google Warren D. Jennings, and it's called Santa's Prayer on Christmas Eve. And let me share it with you. If you want a copy of it, you can probably Google Santa's Prayer on Christmas Eve by Warren D. Jennings. The sleigh was all packed, the reindeer were fed, but Santa still knelt by the side of his bed. Dear Father, he prayed, be with me tonight. There's much work to do, and my schedule is tight. I must jump in my sleigh and streak through the sky, knowing full well that a reindeer can't fly. I will visit each household before the first light. I'll cover the world and all in one night. With sleigh bells a-ringing, I'll land on each roof amid the soft clatter of each little hoof. To get in the house is a difficult part, so I'll slide down the chimney of each child's heart. My sack will hold toys to grant all their wishes. The supply will be endless like the loaves and the fishes. I will fill all the stockings and not leave a track. I'll eat every cookie that is left for my snack. I can do all these things, Lord, only through you. I just need your blessing, then it's easy to do. All this to honor the birth of the one that was sent to redeem us, your most holy Son. So to all of my friends, lest your glory I rob, please, Lord, remind them who gave me this job. I hope that you enjoyed that. I wish all of you a blessed Thanksgiving and a very Merry Christmas. Thanks so much, Patty, for hosting. God bless everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And everyone, I just wanted to let you know that if you enjoyed the teleclasses this evening, please, I encourage you to go onto the dswa.org website, because there are books and videos and speakers and teleclasses that we would love to have you take a look at and possibly join our wonderful organization. And I cannot thank you enough, Beth, for an amazing evening. I have taken my notes, and we'll be sharing that as we go along.
Thanks so much.
I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and a great holiday. Merry Christmas.